Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To all the people that are working right now on the Third Watch, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget the truckers out there, the men and the women out there going coast to coast, border to border. We appreciate you too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook as the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, Denise Simon. And good morning again for the second time.
Good morning.
We're counting times here because we just talk. Okay, now we got started with what's going on with the Israeli-Hamas situation. As far as I know, the ceasefire is still holding. I've not seen anything to tell me it's not.
Correct.
Okay, so we're just going to assume that maybe that's going to work for a few more hours or whatever, and we'll go from there. But in the meantime, we've got this audit going on out in Arizona. And the Arizona auditor said information deleted from the Maricopa County election machine has been recovered. So whatever it was they couldn't find, they've got it back. Now, I don't know if Maricopa County and the Democrats that are in charge out there are playing games with them or not. What do you think?
I do not know, but I did see that some data had in fact been recovered, so I'm assuming that's a very good thing. What had happened for that to be an issue, I'm not qualified to say. I think there was some funny business that was actually happening out there. There are several people that are watching it, so I'm kind of following their lead. I haven't been following it.
Well, we've had a situation in Pennsylvania where they're also doing an audit over there. And by the way, yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, officially, the Pennsylvania State Legislature stripped the emergency powers from the Pennsylvania governor, so he doesn't have any anymore. But where they were doing audits there in election ballots, they were putting in Republican ballots into the machines to have them retallied, and the machines wouldn't take them. And it was almost like they were never counted to begin with. Did you hear about that?
I have heard some snippets on it. But I'm sure there had been some kind of a response. Now, I don't know what Dominion's role is in all of this. I don't know if they're paying attention. I don't know if they have people on staff that are there. But I'm happy that these things are going on so that if for nothing else, when you get into the 2020 midterms, I think it'll be... what is happening now, it will be a mandate, perhaps, on what machinery is used, what infrastructure is used for 2020 and beyond.
Well, I do know there's a measure in several states to get rid of the Dominion machines, and you go back to whatever it is that they had before that was working. I don't know if they can do that, if there's a buyback or a contract or what, but in some states I understand it's a pretty lengthy contract and a lot of money to get out from underneath this.
Well, unless there's, you know, some kind of an exit clause in there for some other flaws or, you know, some other issues that may in fact be happening. In the meantime, we have to pay attention to H.R. 1 because we could get sideswiped by this. Let's...
Yeah.
I'm more concerned here with H.R. 1 at this point than I am with what these audits are doing at the state level.
Yeah, now the Department of Homeland Security closed two migrant detention centers run by ICE amid allegations of abuse and misconduct, and the border sheriffs there blame the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Mr. Mayorkas, for all the problems that were incurred.
Yeah, one of them was, it's pretty remarkable, get ready to write about it. They were performing unwanted, air quote, illegal, air quote, medical procedures, including, get this, hysterectomies.
Uh-huh. Huh.
I can't even process that.
Hmm. Weird. Yeah, weird.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm. Terrifying.
Well, okay. Now, the House barely passed a $1.9 billion capital security bill by a vote of 213 to 212 after the squad members and their compadres broke with Pelosi and voted against her.
Well, I think because they wanted it even higher and
right.
other things in it. So, yeah. But then again, we have this January 6th commission thing that is upon the Capitol, which I would say is has nothing at this point to do with Donald Trump and January 6th. It now has to do with us.
Yeah. By the way, I got you on that one, and we're going to talk about that when we come back because Kevin McCarthy has offered to testify in front of that commission, and there's a reason for that, too. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In '95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
From Brook Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and you'll hear Brooke on my program every Tuesday morning at the 5:30 hour, and her program is on our Salem flagship station here in Tampa, Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Okay, I'm back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, but, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at the Stem Cell Patch. And, of course, what they do over there is something nothing short of amazing, because if you're having a problem of any sort and you don't know how to deal with it, these people can help you out when it comes to pain and it comes to just general discomfort that you're having.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again for the second time.
Good morning.
Okay, you wanted to expound a little bit more on what we were talking about there?
Well, yeah, I was really kind of in favor from the very beginning that they wanted to do a January 6th commission.
Yeah.
Investigation. Until I found out that there were already 3 concurrent other investigations still underway.
Yep.
But the reason I wanted one was because I wanted to essentially correct the second impeachment record.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I find out how the commission is designed, and that that Pelosi is playing games with it, I am not in favor of it at all. Because I really thought that there might be something fair, shame on me, for thinking that, that we could necessarily determine what was, going on with the security. What did Pelosi know, and when did she know it? What did she do? Because I think it was, I think it was done on purpose that this thing was allowed to happen, so they could nail conservatives. But she's not playing fair at all. And, yeah, so this is now a referendum. This is now a full-blown attack on conservatives, Republicans, candidates, all of that. So the other thing that's very interesting, I think, that probably makes me the angriest is members of the Senate and the House are not subject to FOIA requests.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we thought that we could get some real truth out of Chuck Schumer or Adam Schiff or Nancy Pelosi or, you know, any of those, we can't, because they don't have to cough up anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think this is going to be an impeachment for any candidate that has a Trump endorsement.
Yep.
And any voter that voted for Trump.
Yep. Now, Kevin McCarthy has offered to testify in front of the commission.
Right.
Why do you suppose?
Well, he's going to set the record straight, too. Let's not forget that, you know, he and Ron Johnson and Jim Jordan and mm-hmm. Louie Gohmert and Ted Cruz and Senator Hawley and, you know, a handful of others, they're under assault. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah,
that's
and
what I'm trying to say, anybody, any of them that are either Republican or conservatives or, you know, have anything that had anything or, you know, still talk to Trump, they're under assault.
Yeah, and I totally agree with your description there of what's going on. It's absolutely obvious. And again, I would even go so far as to call this an impeachment of the American conservative movement.
Correct.
Yep. So we all better watch out what's going on there with this and pay close attention, as you said. Now, something else here. Brothers Cuomo, apparently Fredo, Mr. Chris, got himself slapped on the wrist. I was slapping myself on the wrist there to illustrate for interviewing his brother and then telling everybody that he was advising him on the sex harassment scandal. And CNN says, oh, no, you can't do that. Can't do that. And he says, oh, well, that won't happen again. Do you realize if it had been on any other network and even this show, that if something like that had been done, you would have been taken off the air?
The interesting thing is that when there were conference calls with the governor on how he was to handle these scandals, both of them, it included some interesting people, least of which was our little CNN anchor brother.
Yeah.
They got caught. I think somebody who was in on those conference calls was the one that released this information. And then it goes to the head of CNN, and CNN goes, oh, yeah, well, you know, that probably wasn't the best idea, so we won't do it anymore. So there's no consequence.
Uh-huh.
Zero.
Yeah. Well, again, it is a terrible situation, and we're just going to have to keep our eyes and ears on it. Now, what do you think about Biden's tough-on-Russia approach, and he pledged to be tough on Russia, and then all of a sudden he tossed it out the window by allowing the sanctions waiver on the Russians and their pipeline?
Well, you know, when the pipeline has a lobby group, and the lobby group pays a lot of money, paid a lot of money into the Biden campaign. And it's no wonder that there's a waiver. So I would be issuing some lawsuits right about now on that one, The other one that's going to suffer in all of this is Ukraine.
Right.
You know, we spent a lot of time going through an impeachment over Ukraine. And then we spent a lot of money prior to the impeachment in trying to clean up the corruption of Ukraine. And we and Ukraine were headed in the right direction. But now this is going to be pretty devastating. I think it's all of this is necessarily connected. Let's not forget that Russia still has a lot of Russian troops at the Ukraine border.
Sure do.
So what we have done with this pipeline thing, Biden has done with this pipeline thing, has now put Ukraine into a financial and political tailspin. So it has no choice but to go back to, you know, corruption and be at the mercy of Moscow.
By the way, here's one for you. The World Health Organization says the vaccine is safe but ineffective, but you must avoid travel.
And this is just what as Schengen borders have opened.
Yeah.
So those that have decided necessarily to travel, it's going to be kind of interesting to see how all of that happens.
Well, we already know you got to show your papers, please. You got to show your papers, your vaccination.
Just your QRF code.
Yep.
Because you're already in a database.
Yeah.
You don't really have to show anything. I mean, you can look at the ID and then you're going to go into a database because the QRF code is all into a central database anyway. So there's your passport right there.
Yeah, exactly. And people don't realize it's already being done. Okay, finally, one last little thing. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's daughter, who has called for communist revolution in this country, added a communist hammer and sickle to her Twitter bio. Every time she tweets, she shows a hammer and sickle out there. Isn't that nice?
Well, she's also a, you know, climate change advocate and all of that. So she's a chip off the old block, right?
Apple didn't fall very far from the tree, did it?
Nope.
All right, we will talk to you on the weekend edition of the show. Have yourself a great day today, and I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go there, check out all the great stuff that she does, and you'll know what she does, when she does it, and how she does it. How about that one? I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire, which halts a bruising 11-day war that caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip and brought much of life in Israel to a standstill. More than 200 people are confirmed dead. Biden said a lot of people pitched in to help make it happen.
I extend my sincere gratitude to President al-Sisi and the senior Egyptian officials who played such a critical role in this diplomacy. I also appreciate the contributions of other parties in the region who have been engaged in working toward the end of hostilities. These hostilities have resulted in the tragic deaths of so many civilians, including children. And I send my sincere condolences to all the families, Israeli and Palestinian, who have lost loved ones, and my hope for a full recovery for the wounded.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, find them online at NAA.edu. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. We'll tell you where their locations are after they get a chance to tell them about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080. Or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. So, if you're up there in the Northeast and you want to go and take a look, you just give them a call at 800-659-2080 and schedule a date and a time. You'll be able to go up there, talk to some students, talk to some teachers, and find out exactly what National Aviation Academy is all about and their great program that will make you a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, we also have a location down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. Now, you can do the same thing. Call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. And you're going to find out that when you do that and you find out what's involved, you're going to go, phew, why didn't I do this sooner? Because I'm telling you, the sky is the limit when it comes to becoming an aviation maintenance tech. You are in charge. You are in charge.
of what happens and where you make it happen. So give them a call at 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of their campuses, either Concord, Mass. Or Clearwater, Florida. And don't forget to tell them your captain sent you. And there you go. Well, the top U.S. commander for the Middle East said yesterday that he will make recommendations to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in early June on how to monitor and fight terrorist groups in Afghanistan from beyond its borders after all the American forces have been withdrawn. That ought to be interesting, because it's going to be air power that's going to be involved, more than likely. Now, a pair of prominent defense Republican lawmakers are currently opposing efforts to form a National Guard quick reaction force to aid with the Capitol Hill security, part of the $1.9 billion package that was passed yesterday by one vote in the House, saying the move will unnecessarily militarize the halls of Congress. Also, thousands of National Guardsmen who've been rotating to the U.S.-Mexican border since 2018 are supposed to go home for good by September 30th, according to the chief of the National Guard Bureau, told lawmakers that this week. Now, because of the Homeland Security Department wants that mission to continue, they could be replaced by active duty soldiers from frontline units. In addition, in Afghanistan, we have left people behind to die. The Afghan interpreters who were promised U.S. visas, and they were, and now red tape and having to wait in Afghanistan to get permission to get out of the country is going to cost them their lives. The Taliban are going to be looking for those people, and they are going to gun them down because they worked with us and went against the Taliban. Mark my words. So Joe Biden and crew, thank you very much for a whole bunch of people that don't have to die that are going to die as a result of your inaction. Now, the White House will award retired Army Colonel Ralph Puckett the Medal of Honor today, upgrading his Distinguished Fire Service Cross that he received 70 years ago for his heroism during the Korean War. He will be given the Congressional Medal of Honor today. Congratulations to the colonel. Also, a recent deployment of Army advisors to Africa saw U.S. troops pull out of Somalia, but did increase their footprint on the continent, beginning training missions in Senegal, Kenya, and Ghana, training the troops there in those foreign countries. And we'll see how that all works out. Also, China today, or yesterday, protested the latest passage of a U.S. Navy ship through the Taiwan Straits, calling it a provocation and undermined peace and stability in the region. Well, good luck. The Navy is going to do what they're going to do. Now, the Al Duaid operating base over there in the Middle East, the Air Force's key operating base in the Middle East, has now adopted a new counter-drone system. First deployed to the nation's nuclear bases to protect them from the growing threat of unmanned aerial systems, and now over there in the region. By the way, the Lockheed Martin F-35A Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter and Dassault Rafale jets have begun flying joint exercises together, geared at enhancing fourth and fifth generation interoperability between the United States and France. And we'll see how that all works out. Now, some really impressive photos have emerged documenting recent joint exercises in the North Atlantic involving the British Royal Navy and the U.S. Navy, as well as forces from the U.S. Marine Corps, warships, aircraft, landing gear, landing craft air cushions, known as LCACs, deployed from the Iwo Jima Amphibious Ready Group, teamed up with the Royal Navy's flagship, the aircraft carrier HMS Queen Elizabeth, as well as vessels from other navies. Now, the strike group that led the led by the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan, departed for Japan for deployment to the Indo-Pacific region. The Navy made that announcement Wednesday of this week, which means they left earlier, and we really won't know where they're at until they show up somewhere. Now, the paper coins or POGs that troops have used at stores and collected as souvenirs at overseas bases for the last 20 years are being phased out as the U.S. military leaves Afghanistan. Wow. That'll wipe out some memories. U.S. Army Japan also has joined other service branches this week and relaxed its coronavirus mask order for fully vaccinated people. Now, the Pentagon is reportedly working to adapt how a changing climate could impact its weapons and programs. They're trying to see how climate change will affect the military. And Air Force Special Operation Command is looking into the development of a plane that can take off and land from the water, a seaplane. But this will be a different type of seaplane, and we'll see what they come up with. In addition, cyber, electronic warfare, and information operations are expected to be critical elements of future operating environments for U.S. commandos. Special Operations Command wants industry to provide new tools to help them train for these scenarios. Now, the third Sea Lion combatant craft being configured for the Navy SEALs is scheduled for delivery this summer, which will bring the craft up to full operational capability, according to U.S. Special Operations Command. And Special Operations Forces are going through the kind of generational change that happens about once every two decades, a top general said, as the force grapples with moving from hunting insurgents to confronting China and Russia. But make no mistake about it, we'll still be hunting insurgents. So there you go. And the Russian Parliament's lower house voted this week to withdraw from an international treaty allowing surveillance flights over military facilities following a U.S. departure from the PAC. So neither one is going to go along with that, and we're going to be flying over each other's bases at high altitude taking pictures. Aha! Okay. Won't that be nice as somebody gets shot down somewhere along the line? Alrighty. We'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming back. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, that's your buddy Mark Walters. You hear him Sunday night from 8 to 11 p.m. live across many of these stations and recorded elsewhere during the weekend. Armed American Radio, the big three-hour Sunday night mega gun show. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utilities had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. So the MDX has got more of a rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some of the amazing creature comforts it has too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They are located in North Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Nissan, their Moss Nissan dealership. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you more money, too. All righty. Joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Not bad. Listen, a lot of people this week are really stunned and stinging because of what happened to the cryptocurrency by dropping off like a rock like it did. But this is what happens. Some people got into it. They don't totally understand it. And now this news came out yesterday. The U.S. wants to force people to report crypto transfers over $10,000 to the IRS.
Well, I mean, you have to report all of your stock transactions, no matter, you know, how great they are. Again, and if you decide to put cash or take out cash into a bank and, you know, $10,000 or greater, that they have to report that as well. So, you know, it's just not surprising, that they're trying to obviously, you know, do away with some money laundering when it comes to this and get it out of that, situation. And again, that, you know, the cryptos bounced back yesterday, but they bounced back to a much greater degree until this announcement was made. So, you know, obviously it hit the currencies a little bit. That overall, Matt, that's my problem, is that they call them currencies. Currencies don't fluctuate the way cryptos do. You can't have a 30 to 40% move in a currency. If the euro moved against the U.S. dollar by 30, 40%, would cause a massive disconnect. The idea that this is a currency is patently absurd. Uh-huh. The idea that it's a storage of value is patently absurd. It's a speculative vehicle. That's it. Let me give you a try to explain why. If you were selling widgets, and you were selling widgets in Europe, and, you know, you sold out a big day selling a ton of widgets, and then all of a sudden you had to take those euros and put them back to dollars, but all of a sudden the dollar dropped by 30%, you'd lose all your money that you made over there on the widgets because of the volatility in the currencies.
Mm-hmm.
And companies hedge themselves based upon these movements. How do you hedge yourself when you're seeing these types of moves? This is why, you know, any company that comes out there and says, oh, we're taking Bitcoin now, they're full of crap. Yeah, they'll take it and they'll sell it right away if they do that, because, again, it's too dangerous to hold because it's too volatile.
Hmm. Now, there's a report coming from the online lending platform known as Kabbage, with a K. You've heard of them, right?
Yes.
That they issued some $7 million in PPP loans to 370-plus fake recipients.
Yeah, I saw that. There's a lot of made-up farms and whatnot in New Jersey. It was a way that banks made – it was basically pretty much free money for banks. You get the various different fees involved with processing these loans, but you didn't even have to lend out the money. It was basically the government that was backing the entire thing. So Kabbage – obviously wanted to get involved in the PPP business because it was good business at that point in time. Didn't do their due diligence on the people they were lending money to. Doesn't shock me.
Yeah, well, you know, honesty is the best policy, and that's amazing that somebody actually took the time to make up a fake business, let alone a farm. Farmers have enough problems.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, they caught that company with $7 million. I'm telling you right now, it's a hell of a lot more pervasive than that, and it's going to be a long time before they catch everybody.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a follow-up report that I was just reminded of by James. Thank you very much, James. He said that the Fed's Powell says that they're going to issue a report soon on U.S. digital currency. I don't know what that's going to mean.
That means that they're looking to have like a digital dollar. You know, like the Chinese want to have a digital one, and it's very, very complicated in what they want to do. I know that this has always been a grand desire, simply because the government can track every transaction. If they could get everybody to get rid of actual physical dollars, they could track everything that is bought and sold. Not to mention the fact, it's great if they wanted to impose negative interest rates, then forcing you to spend. Some of the digital yuan that they're putting out there, it's kind of fascinating, actually expires, which forces people to use it or lose it. So either you spend it or it disappears.
Now, I'm not going to say what store this was, but I'm going to read this story and then tell you how it applies to me. Nervous workers struggle to adjust to new mask policies. I was in a major big box store yesterday, walked in without a mask. They didn't have any signs up. But yet, when you got in, on the outside anyway, but when you got inside, it said all people except those vaccinated are required to wear a mask. And I walked in, didn't have a mask, and I started to walk in a little further, and a guy walked up to me and says, excuse me, sir, have you been vaccinated? I said, yeah. He says, do you have any proof with you? And I said, sure. I showed him the card. He was obviously a security person of some sort because he had a little radio, white shirt, black pants, you know the type. And he says, okay, sir, have a nice day. And I walked away.
Well, first and foremost, I don't even know if that's legal, Matt. I mean,
I don't think it's legal myself. That's
by the HIPAA rules, you don't have to give up that type of information. I don't even think it's legal.
I don't think so. I think you're right. Mm-hmm.
So, I think that that's kind of silly. I think it's going to be kind of beyond your best, honor system. So, and again, if you're freaked out about the entire thing, you go ahead and put the 2 to 3 masks on. But I won't patronize businesses anymore that are going to force me to wear a mask.
Right.
I mean, it's up to the business. The business says, hey, come to my store or come to my restaurant, you got to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
That's up to them. But it's also up to me to say, you know what, I'm not going to spend any money in your place of business.
All right, we have a question from one of our favorite question askers. It's our professional question asker, Bag Bam and Bob. What's up?
On the Bitcoin, Captain. The difference between Bitcoin and digital money is that Bitcoin only has a limited amount. It can only up to 21 million can be made, and they've mined like 18 million so far. Digital money, they can make infinite amounts. There's no limit on what they can make. So that way they can just decide to make it without actually printing it or going through any of the selling bonds or anything like that. And like you said, they can also limit it to where it's used or anything like that. All right, Captain, that's it.
Okay, Chris, comment?
No, that's with Bitcoin. There's a limited amount of that, but they also, the currencies pop up. Which one is going to end up being the one that actually ends up being the one that sticks around? That's a fascinating conversation to have. I mean, you've got a digital currency out there, the Dogecoin, Dogecoin, whatever it is. That was created out of thin air, and it's basically a joke. The concept that it's a storage of value is patently absurd. It's basically, it's mined based upon mathematical problems. And again, I get it. What backs the U.S. dollar? It's a full faith and credit of the United States. What is that? Yosemite? Yellowstone?
Right.
But, you go back to the dot-com era, and I always make this comparison. There was a lot of internet retailers that went public back then. There was CD Now, there was Pets.com, and there was Amazon. And who knew which one was going to be the one that made it? Amazon just sold books when it came out.
Yeah.
They changed their business, and they ended up becoming the real internet retailer out there and ended up owning that space. Which digital currency might end up owning that space? I don't know.
All righty, here comes the music. I've got to let you go. I'll talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend up there in the frozen tundra.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Catch his weekend radio show on many of these same stations that you're listening to me on right now. I'll be back. Frank Silvato, Underground USA, coming up right after the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.